The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black, black to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Yeah, you got a locked and loaded to Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is a Thursday edition, 16th day of June. I've been moving through. And we're off to a good start. Let me get rid of my mint. I don't think I can do all two. Yeah. But nonetheless, we're here. You know how I like to get it started. I like to get your mind flowing, you know? Make sure your mind's right so we can get on and have a good conversation, all right? I don't just like to throw you in cold turkey, in at the deep end. I'd like you to get it in swimming, you know? So leave the work stress at work. You're going to make the school run and the work run nothing but fun as you head on home. All you got to do, get your thinking caps on now, because, you know, I want you to undivided. I want you to full attention so we can have a good episode of Talking Heads, and you can chime in and be one of my talking heads, you know? Because all of us are talking heads in our own right. So, we're going to get it started. You know how we do it. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, that's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Take us wherever you want to go. Stream us live on GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can check us out on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. All right. At Joker's Wild, party passes up for grabs. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner, Chad Zumok. Feature comedian, J.J. Curry. And yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. All right. We run Tuesday through Sunday. We're located between the Carlin Beach over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And like I said, 2-for-1 on all locals. So take advantage of that. All right. All you need is your rapid antigen test or your vax card. And you are good to go for the show. All right. Here's your brain teaser. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women who are NFL fans, who watch the NFL regularly. Recent survey of those 100 Bahamian women that watch the NFL regularly. The survey revealed that 36% of them said they will do this at least once during the NFL season. What is it? That is your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian women who watch football, who enjoy football, who claim to be football fans. Survey revealed that 36% said they'd do this at least once during the football season. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Get at me. Now, slide up into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads got new arrivals in stock right now, but be sure to check them out. They got some great deals going on, just like this one right here, effective right now. And it's been going on for a couple of days, but you definitely want to grab it because it's off the chain. You got great deals going on denims, all right? You get for every full-price denim jean purchased, you get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. So get some of them denim jeans going on, fellas. Ladies, Father's Day is coming up, man. That's, hey, that's where you want to be. We want just more than crab and rice for Father's Day. Get into Fine Threads. That's what I'm talking about. And for every full-price denim jeans purchased, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or men's suit package, you're going to get half off a boy's suit. In addition to all the goodness that's going on at Fine Threads, check them out online right now. Do your shopping online, finethreads.com. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations, top of Del Mackey Street or the Southwest Shopping Plaza. All right, let's check out your headliners. Who or what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian? News and views that matter since 1844. Abuse of public funds, indefensible. That still continues to linger. It still continues to hang over. Story by Jasper Ward. Henfield had no knowledge of spending for foreign residents. Abuse of public funds, indefensible. While condemning it's an indefensible abuse of public funds, former Minister of Foreign Affairs Darren Henfield yesterday denied having any knowledge that more than $500,000 was spent to furnish the apartment of a Bahamian ambassador in Europe under the administration. I was shocked, as everybody else, at the revelation, said Henfield when reached for comment. I was not aware of the spending. It's indefensible that we would spend that amount of money to furnish any mission that we have anywhere in the world. It speaks to, in my mind, a systemic crack in the system which allowed such indefensible abuse of public funds. It must be investigated so we can find out how to fix it and prevent it from happening again. That's all said and good. And yeah, we should prevent it from happening again. And I'm glad it's been brought to the public. That we can actually chime in on it. And when the buzz coming up, you can go look at it in detail. Because I need to know what's going on with some of those items. Like, really? Let's check the phone lines. if I want to know everybody's names, yeah. What is the name? Listen here, text up. I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but don't make me name you now, because I like to give nicknames. And I'm looking at your text, boy. I don't know. We might want to call you Boo Boo the Fool. But yeah, because obviously I like to know if people are courageous enough to actually put their name on their statement. I do it every day. I do it every Friday in a column. I do it on videos. I do it here on the show. So, if I could put my name on an opinion, you know, I would hope you could do the same. So, you know, the name my late mother gave me was Inigo Zenica Zelaya. What's your name? Everybody's calling me Naughty. You know, my friends call me other things. They know what to call me. So, what's your ma name you? Because I can call you Boo Boo the Fool for asking me such an ignorant question. So, you want to reply back? Last four digits, 8461. We're going to call out the rest. Or we just going to save you as Boo Boo the Fool in the phone. You all serve. Yeah, it's Thursday, people. You know? Well, it's Wednesday. It's Thursday, right? Yeah, it's Thursday. Weekend close by. no, they don't drink a can of beer. They don't go to the club to watch the game. They don't have a grill party. More of them do that. Not attend one of the games. That's not it at all. Close. No cigar. No, not bet on the game. That's a good answer, but that's not it. Think about it. Call me back. Other headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. Government to end COVID testing for vaccinated travelers. As of Sunday, vaccinated travelers coming to the Bahamas will no longer need to present a negative COVID-19 test. This is according to Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Darvall. All right, so now you don't need that... You don't need to. All right, we got a winner. Yep, we got a winner right there. Person who just texted me, wear a jersey. That's absolutely right. 36% of them say they will rock the jersey. They'll rock the gear. They'll rock the hat. They'll rock whatever. the rep for the team. So send me your information, all right? And we'll go from there. Why do you folks text me as I tell the answer out on the air? You're texting in like, oh, it's just my revelation. I got a winner already. So send me information, winner, winner, chicken dinner. You are hooked up with Joker's Wild Party Passes. The correct answer is wear a jersey. All right, so now those travel restrictions have now been eased up, all right? You don't have to present a negative COVID. You no longer need to present a negative COVID-19 test, okay? If you're vaccinated, you don't have to present that COVID-19 negative test. You just present your vax card. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. Some people are all for it. Some people have their reservations. Chime in and let me know. You know, we're going to open up the lines today anyway. Gibson returns to the house. That's the other big story by Candia Dames in today's Guardian. And this is a day after he was released on $150,000 bail. And after he spent the night in the Bahamas Department of Corrections, Long Island MP Adrian Gibson was back in Parliament. Gibson was met by reporters as he went into the House of Assembly yesterday afternoon, where the budget debate was continuing. He did not offer any comments. So there you go. We'll see where it all pans out. We all know that on Monday, Gibson and six others faced criminal charges related to the awarding of contracts at the Water and Sewerage Corporation while he served as its executive chairman in the last term. Prosecutors allege that Gibson pocketed more than $1.2 million in illegal payments and laundered the proceeds with others. But let's see. The plot thickens. Let's see where it all falls out. And you can definitely chime in with your comments there. All right? So that's a wrap right there on your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. It's time now to slide up into your buzz. And what's buzzing in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. John reminds you that in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, all the accessories to go along with, full line of selection for the men, full line of selection for the ladies, as well as the kids. They now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. So be sure to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Okay? And remember, shopping at John's, serving you is always a pleasure. So be sure to check them out. All right? All right. Now, let's slide into the buzz. And the buzz obviously being, what were those items that were purchased, man? What's going on? Yes. What's going on with those items, man? Please tell me. Tell me what's really going on. Because some of those items just jumped out at me. Like, really, they were glaring. I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, a set of middle chairs that cost nearly $40,000. What, were the royals coming to visit again and you all need to have them ready just to pop into the embassy over there in Europe so they could sit on the chair? Because 40 grand, what really goes, what comes along with those chairs for 40,000? Naughty. This is why it's of public interest to know if public officials allegedly have sweethearts. God only knows what they'll spend money on. Hey, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Y'all are in rare form today, my talking heads. Y'all chiming in. Y'all ready to go today. But I agree. I mean, what's going on with 40,000 in middle chairs? But wait, there's more. A rug at $18,475. Mr. Producer, Kermit D., I'm thinking for 18 grand, that should be like a flying carpet, right? That rug should fly. That need to be a flying carpet. When you take it out of the embassy, you could bring it back here, use it to protect the borders, you know, circulate all over Nicaragua and down in the south. When you see, you know, alleged illegal aliens, you know, penetrating our borders, use the flying carpet to navigate and have all the drone crew behind it. I think that'll be solid. I think it'll work out. Also, a lamp for 14,000. Man, Kermit, if it's a lamp for 14,000, would you rub the lamp and maybe the genie pop out and you get three wishes or something like that? To help us out, you know? Genie pop up, poof, take VAT off everything. Boom. No more taxes. Boom. What's the third one? We go home until election day. A mahogany scroll at 10,000. What kind of Dothraki Game of Thrones war plans is this? A mahogany scroll at 10 grand. What? What's on that scroll? hopefully the plans how to build better Euro-Bahamian negotiation and ties and business ventures and so on and so forth. Someone, maybe it's a guide to get us out of what we're in right now. It got to be something worth 10 grand on that scroll. It just can't just be a scroll for 10 grand. This one really tickled my fancy. Now, why do we have to have this in an ambassador's mansion? A queen-size bed in Chambly, Damascus with white orchard paint. The print is orchard. Yeah. And it's a cost of approximately $12,000. What kind of queen size for 12 grand? Well, I'm an actual queen going to be laying in that bed when you get there. Queen Elizabeth. Hey, Lizzie, what's going on? Happy 90-something, however old you are. It could only be for 12 grand. And then they got a mirror, a Duke polished steel mirror for $14,000. What is that? Mirror on the wall? You are the fairest ambassador of them all? I mean, does that mirror give political advice? I mean, what's going on for 14 grand? I can't just be an ordinary mirror. I'm starting to think about career, changing my career. I'm thinking I made some wrong choices. Maybe I need to know, go and you know, make some of these tables for 9 grand. And these middle chairs that cost 40 grand, you know what I mean? And frame that mirror properly for another 14. I'm missing out on money here, man. I really think I've gone in the wrong profession. But that's what's buzzing, man. All those items. What say you on the items? My talking heads, let's chime in. Let's check the phones. Naughty, just curious. Who appointed this lady as an ambassador? Maybe Mr. Henfield doesn't know who spent on the items, but maybe he knows who appointed her as ambassador. Maybe he could point us in the right direction. It had to be either from his ministry or the office of the prime minister. I mean, I guess that would be the protocol, wouldn't it? I could be wrong. We'll figure it out. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, man. It's your number one piece, man. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. All right? Don't let people twist this thing for you. Okay? I've been working for the government for over 2 decades. I traveled for the government. I've represented us. All kind of statements. Ain't no person over there authorized. Okay? The only person that could authorize all of that funding had to come from OPM.
That's what I say if you connect the dots and follow the money.
Okay? And nobody renovated that place for that particular ambassador. Somebody renovated that because they figure I can be going back and forth because I can be in charge for a minute and this way I can stay. All right? Because at best, ambassadors stick around 2-3, they move them around.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, so listen, I'm telling you this. People talk about the public sector. It's hard to steal money in the public sector. You could steal money by getting kickbacks or whatever. But to actually take money and do something, don't work that way. And to spend money, you got to go through approval. I'm saying this to you.
So it could make sense that maybe the approval came from over Mr. Henfield's head when he was in portfolio, in that capacity.
Listen to me. Political alliances aside, I know Darren Henfield. I know him before he was in politics. I can tell you, the Darren Henfield I know ain't approving no mirror for no $17,000.
Yeah, that's... Okay? Yeah.
He can call you and tell you, come to my office, let me pray and lay hands on you, something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I don't get into the politics back and forth, but I know Darren Henfield. And if he tell you, and he don't know nothing about it, he didn't know nothing about it. And any time that kind of money gets spent and the minister don't know about it, look up. Don't look down. Look up.
Yeah, connect the dots, look up, and follow the money.
You look up. And so the ambassador, people need to get off this ambassador's tail about this stuff because it's not something she or he could ever approve. It's not something that they could get through without somebody saying this will be doing. Okay? And I hope this person don't try to fall on the sword for nobody else because that only could have been approved.
Right.
Up. And there ain't much places up above
Especially when you look to what up from there, got to be the OPM, because if obviously the minister in charge of the ministry didn't know about it, or claims to not know about it, so then it got to go up, right?
Okay, the only thing, I'll give an example. I'm not saying this personally, but the financial secretary of the country is higher than any minister. You know that. In some places, you can look up, okay? The PM is higher. Those are the things we have to look at. But the expenditure is ridiculous.
It is.
Okay?
And you know what?
They need to bring that mirror here for the Dolphin fans, and maybe they can look and see a winner.
Maybe once or twice. But listen, I can be honest with you. It makes one wonder, you know, all the finger pointing. I'm like, spare me the finger pointing, because if the shoe was on the other foot, the F&Ms would be up in arms about the expenditures made by the PRP, and vice versa. What I need to know out of this is how can we curb this? How can we stop it and prevent it from happening again?
Listen to me. This is not a PRP or F&M issue. I'm saying this to you. There are only a select number of people that can approve that kind of expenditure.
Oh, I hear you, and I read in between the lines real well, brother.
And so what we need to do is look at these different offices and look at the powers of those offices.
And say
we need to change the powers of the office so that regardless of who sits in the office, okay?
Regardless of
which party sits in the office, there's a restriction or a flag that is issued, or something has to be made public. You can't tie people hand on everything, but there needs to be something that they can't wait till 5 years later or 3 years later that come up in Parliament just because somebody is upset or trying to make a political point or really trying to underscore a real abuse. At the end of the day, we need reform and on these powers, because the fact of the matter is, and I've said this to you before, what we do every 5 years is we elect a king. Maybe one day we'll elect a queen. But that's what we do.
Yeah.
We put in a monarchy, and there's this one person sits in one office and literally has the entire house of the country off a whim. All right? That's the major problem here. This is a grenade that's thrown out to make smoke and whatever, and that's fine.
Smoke and mirrors, distractions, deflections, because real issues that we need to be talking about that's much more important than this, we're not.
Yes. Somebody approved it, and somebody went and approved it without being able to go through the minister and the permanent secretary.
Yeah, somebody with stripes had to do it for sure. Somebody with stroke power of the pen.
Legal, if it's illegal, then deal with that person. And if it's legal, we need to change that. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, man. Always good
to
hear from you.
That's what I'm saying. So let's just get off of the ambassador.
Pawn in the game.
Yeah. All right, my brother.
All right, you too. Be safe, man. Always good to hear from you. Always great contributions. Yeah, man. That one over, stick a fork in them, they done.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, be safe now. Let me start check the text lines real quick, and then we'll get to the break. Naughty, good day. Wouldn't that kind of spending have to go through cabinet for approval? When it needed some kind of approval. We know it, and they got the approval because it happened. The money was spent. Now, where did the approval come from? Naughty, I believe the permanent secretary is the one to sign off on that kind of spending. Maybe we should start looking there. Good point. Kind of similar to what the caller said. Naughty, this is why of public interest to know that public officials, yeah, so on. We read that already. Oh, yeah, the PM's office handled all of the purchasing. So then we need to go look there. That lady has expensive taste, Naughty. Well, maybe she didn't even do the shopping. Maybe it was done for her. The former competent authority must have known who gave the okay to authorize those furnitures. Yeah. And today's winner who keeps texting me back, you won Joker's Wild Party passes, okay? All right. So we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out the global warming. We're seeing another planet in 60 seconds or less. We're wrapping up the buzz right now, brought to you by John Shoes. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the global warming. We're seeing up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Then we'll open up the lines. You guys will take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. We'll be talking all things. We'll be talking the exorbitant purchasing for that European embassy and the ambassador over there. $14,000 mirrors, $40,000, you know, chairs. Oh, God, we can finish that conversation. We'll talk about some other things as well, making a buzz throughout the 242. And of course, you know, we got to shout out Dorset. Big up to Dorset and big up to the powers of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now we're seeing a pothole hotline. You know that had to be inspired by the pothole report right here on Talking Heads, the originators, not the duplicators. Big up to Dorsett, who's riding around out there, and I'm sure we'll get the full pothole report coming in from him tomorrow as you get into the weekend. And he'll get you out that number as well, too, because he's been the lone wolf bringing you the holes, the depths, the widths, and the size of these potholes throughout the 242. So much so now that a ministry has inspired a hotline to make sure that you can chime in on your potholes, too. All right? But remember now, if you don't get no satisfaction from them, call Dorsett. He is the pothole whisperer. He knows how to find them potholes. No pothole too big or none too small. Dorsett finds them and fits them all. We'll be back right after this, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Hey, Dubs, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
July!
I'm telling you, Dubs. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That look is fit inside the bag then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T.
I know, Dubs, it's kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the vibe.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I told it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the Family Islands. With the Two Fly Free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to bahamasresidents.com for more information.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And we continue right now. Time to get up into your global warming. We're feeding up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, people, KFC Nassau definitely hooking it up for you. Drive-thru is now open until midnight, all right? You got until midnight to get your KFC finger licking on. Aha, that's right, midnight on all the drive-thrus. So no reason for you not to get your KFC on, all right? And don't forget, like I always remind you, man, KFC got some big things popping for you as well. They got the quick fix menu, all right? And be sure to check out, hey, this is the box I like. This is the flavorful box. I love this one right here. Three pieces of chicken legs and whole wings, all right? You got them hooked up for you. You got the mashed potato with gravy, all right? You got, that's three legs and three wings. Boom, all right? Then you got your mash and gravy. You got your corn on the cob, definitely a must. You got your biscuit and your soda, all right? You get all of that for $9.95 out included. You can't beat that with a stick. All right, get your favorite chicken fix every day, big on taste and big on value, only at your favorite KFC Nassau location. And remember, drive-thru's open and available for you until midnight. All right, let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Right here, former NFL wide receiver Golden Tate has joined the Port Angeles Lefties of the West Coast League, a summer league for college players. He started playing for them yesterday. Dolly Parton donated $1 million to Pediatric Infectious Diseases Research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Next, Netflix will hold Squid Game The Challenge, a competition based, a series based on the Korean drama that will pit 456 players against each other, vying for a $4.56 million prize. Apple has reached a 10-year deal to stream Major League Soccer, or MSL, matches. Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 1, shatters the mark set by Bridgerton Series 2 in April with more than 781 million viewers or viewing hours in its first 17 days on Netflix. Beginning next week, Disney is going to start selling a travel package called Disney Parks Around the World, a private jet adventure. If you're one of the lucky 75 who get in, you'll travel from Disney park to park around the world, plus stops at other man-made wonders such as the Taj Mahal, the pyramids of the Giza, and the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, it also includes a tour of the Lucasfilm campus and the Walt Disney Studios. All yours for $109,995 per person. Oh, and it doesn't include the airfare. Jason Momoa and Isa Gonzalez have been dating since February. Now that's over. Richard Sherman is going to be part of the Amazon Prime's Thursday Night Football broadcast team in the fall, but said he'd be interested in returning as a player if someone was interested. Finally, the Foo Fighters have announced some of the famous names that will join them in a tribute concert this September in London, honoring their late drummer Taylor Hawkins, Queen's Brian May and Roger Taylor, Rush's Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, Pretenders frontwoman Chrissy Hynde, Oasis' Liam Gallagher, Queens of the Stone Age frontman Josh Homme, Supergrass and Mark Ronson, with comedian Dave Chappelle billed as a special guest. My God, I need to be at that tribute. Or watching it. My goodness, that's a bevy of talent right there. All right, and that's a wrap right there on your global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Now we're going to slide up into that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You know how it runs on Dunkin', and it's all about Dunkin', people. Yep, you definitely want to check out Dunkin'. You can get the big breakfast up going on for you all day long. You don't want to miss out on that. All right. You don't have to be an early bird. You could be a late riser and still get that big breakfast bundle. All right. That's off the chain for you. And those coconut refreshers, man, you definitely want to try them. Enjoy the creamy taste of coconut milk and a burst of fruit flavor available in pink strawberry, golden peach, and purple pomegranate. You know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. They're available for you at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burning Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location. And don't forget out at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. So chime on in with me, my Dunkin', during this coffee break. The phone lines are open. You know what we've been talking about, what's on your mind, whatever's clever. Fire it off. Send it on in. Let me check the phone lines. Naughty, I have thought, I think we need to get the records of what else are being purchased by our embassies and ambassadors. This recent situation may be the tip of the iceberg. I thought kind of the same thing. How long has this been going on? And how egregious has been the spending been, you know, over the years? How obscene has it been? Because this can't be the first time this happened. Obviously, you know, other administrations had to have something similar to this going on, allegedly. Because this was just too easily done. And for people to say, well, hey, I didn't know, it was above my pay grade. Well, follow it. It's only a very small, you know, area that you have to look to see where the approval came from. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, bless it. You know,
the big 5'2". How goes it, brother?
Yeah, right. I'll be 5'8 in August. But, you know, Naughty.
You can always be 5'2", though.
Yeah. You know, but the thing is, I don't want to call anybody name, right? But people must realize that in public office, you have to give it a public account. So, you know, I'm not interested in the boondoggling of the people's money in Europe somewhere, and you have all these mitigators calling here and there and talking about euros. And so a euro is basically about 4 or 5 cents more than the dollar, right? So
right.
Here's what is being said. But what I'm upset about is the Minister of Health, right? Who seems, you know, this is, you know, and, you know, I like PM Brave, you know, and I like his speech to the United Nations the other day. And so he's called Brave for a reason, because the statement he made, and then he said that they only remember the Caribbean, the Bahamas, when they need it, right?
So, correct.
And yeah, but it's not verbatim, but, you know, I can understand that. So I like what Brave is doing, and Wayne Monroe, right? But the thing is, I'm afraid that the truth, right, is being hidden, and lies are taking over, right? And so the Minister of Health, who seems to be puppetized, right, by the globalists, because he's pushing false narratives. So the fact that, yeah, the facts, Vox transmission has already been established. As of the cruise ship scenario, everybody on the cruise ship was vaccinated, 99.9%, and they still was able to transmit this COVID-19, right?
Right.
And so the fact that you can still be vaccinated, you know, Dr. Fauci, right, got vaccinated. They bragging, but they boosted up, and they contracted COVID again, and the symptoms are lessened, right? But these are not facts, you know. People are being reinfected and dying also, but they don't want you to know that they're controlling this paradigm. And so the fact that, you know, they had a monkeypox simulation on I think, March 20th, 2021, or May 20th, 2021.
I think it was March.
Yeah, and so all of a sudden, these simulations, they had a smallpox simulation, Dark Windows, Gladiator, Atlantic Storm, and the people, the global sheep asleep, they're not aware of these scenarios, right? So Dr. Tedros declared 2020 to 2030 a decade of pandemics, right? And we can't see this paradigm. So what I'm saying is majority tyranny, mass psychosis, mass conformity is killing me, because I can't believe that people will be trying to fight me down for speaking truths in their ignorance. So it is hurtful for me, really, 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 and truly, right?
But 52, you know, a prophet is never recognized in his own country, in his own hometown.
I don't have to be a prophet, a truth speaker then. That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't take a genius to see that a prison planet is on the rise, all right? And they're using science to manipulate the masses. You know, I like to use another word, right? Because when I could speak on behalf of people who could appreciate me and what I'm saying, and then you have people saying about 52 and they don't realize what I'm saying is true, then God help us all, because this is not about 52. That's what I was trying to do.
It's always a bigger picture, but people fail to realize that.
This is becoming a sad place, you know, Naughty. Like, I just can't see it. So Dr. Darwin should have a lot of sense, and he should know that this is a false paradigm that's being pushed, right? So nobody's speaking out about the discrimination against people who are unvaxxed and natural immunity. So this is a one-way paradigm, and this is becoming a prison planet. So now you lifted the Joe Biden them lifted the COVID testing prerequisite. And then, so what Dr. Darwin should have done was done the opposite, keep the COVID testing in place.
Right.
So whenever we have this new first, second, and third wave, because they seem to know when it's coming.
We'll be hip to be square, but no.
Yeah, and then and then we can show the CDC that we are serious about this, not doing what they do, because they can downgrade us again to this level 3, level 4. That the CDC, they're taking their job too literal. They're taking their job literally because they actually, the Centers for Disease Control, they're controlling the disease. They're actually controlling the disease. They're controlling the narratives. They're controlling the figures via all the VAERS report. They control the parameters on what is an adverse event. And they control the parameter of how many infections, who died from COVID or with COVID, and all these type of dumb paradigms that they have created to the mindless, readers, thoughtless, unthinking, sleeping sheep. Blessed man.
Yes, 52. And he always stands, and I appreciate 52's passion, but, you know, 52, sometimes you got to understand, sometimes the masses don't grab it as fast as some. Some individuals like grasp it ahead of time.
If you'd like to make...
And you, in turn, need to, you know, be patient as they catch up. Not everybody is as woke as you, as fast as you. But that's why you got to keep contributing, man, 52, because at the end of the day, you know, you're a trailblazer. You're out there. You're well-versed. You're well-read. You make a lot of sense. Here's one off the text lines. Naughty, I see the PM is quite comfortable with misleading the public. At no time was $20 million spent on sidewalks during the last administration. $2 million went towards sidewalks and the rest to park restoration to the various parks in New Providence. God don't like ugly. That was written. All right, but is that a case of semantics? Meaning, $20 million was spent, but not all on sidewalks. Okay, well, if $20 million was spent, I can see some of the sidewalks. What's going on with the parks? I see a lot of parks in disarray. I see a lot of parks lacking. Now, they become lacking because, you know, people are going to say this new administration came in and canceled all the other park contracts that were existing and none have been issued yet and so on and so forth. Well, what's the deal? And I get your point, Dexter, that, you know, it is semantics, for sure. It's very misleading to say $20 million was spent on sidewalks if it wasn't. If $2 million was spent on sidewalks, let's keep it clear. So where did the other $18 million go? To park restorations, right? So let me see. Those $18 million worth of park restorations. I've seen one or two. Where's the rest? Because a lot of parks are still lacking. So I'd like to see that for sure. That's a good point. Where did the remainder of that $20 million go if only $2 million went to sidewalks? Naughty, why isn't this... Boy, look here. Y'all got your talks together, you know. Y'all really got your talks together. But y'all come up with these talks. Why isn't this dog dig? Oh, God. Why isn't this new government following the law and adhere to the Procurement Act? We, the taxpayers, have a right to know whose contracts were issued to and for how much. What is the prime minister and his band of merry men trying to hide? The media need to put the heat on them concerning this issue. Agreed, maybe the media does need to turn up the heat a little bit. But Mr. Pindot has an ample opportunity now as the leader of the Public Accounts Commission to cry for this information, to ask for this information. And again, if we had a proper Freedom of Information Act, a proper functioning one, we could get to the bottom of these things. So at the end of the day, yeah, the media needs to turn it up a notch, but the opposition also needs to turn it up a notch. Take advantage of that Public Accounts Commission. Make it, you use the teeth that it has that nobody uses them. Yeah, that got a lot of teeth. All right? That can hold a lot of people accountable. Use it. Maximize it. Make it work for you, Mr. Pintard. Make it work for you. You do a good enough job asking the hard questions, bringing up the tough questions, and making them provide the correct answers. If they can, and if they can't, then holding them accountable for dropping the ball, then you're doing your job as the opposition. And it's also buying you points. It's also buying you likes. It's also buying you clout, because people will gravitate to that kind of presence. That's what we need. That's what we've been lacking. So at the end of the day, yeah, we need the media to be more accountable. We also need the opposition to be more accountable to the Public Accounts Commission. We need the present administration to adhere to the Procurement Act and declare on time and be transparent with clean hands. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get right into the news. Out of the news, we'll get up into the sports. We got lots to talk about. Big game 6 tonight. Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics. Tell me who you like tonight. You know, that's a wrap. I said Golden State in six, so I'm looking pretty good. Looking like Naughty Dame is about to ride again. So we'll see where it goes. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Earl the Pearl will be chiming in. We'll be talking sports. We'll be talking Major League Baseball. We'll be talking NFL offseason. And, of course, NBA Finals tonight. Of course, Peter Rahimi should be chiming in as well. As Stat Boy Sancho, all on the flip side of the news, coming up right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, Thursday edition. Don't touch it.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. The cancer treatment centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options and were set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there were no signs of cancer. We don't see you as a number, we see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into winning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're down. We're into the 5 o'clock hour now. We're into the sports side. All right, we got lots to talk about. And, of course, you know, we can set it off like we always do. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, weather trip out there to the 04 Chapman Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Boiled fish, stew conch. You got the full, you know, Bahamian and American gamut on the breakfast. So you definitely want to check that out. It's all good. Don't forget happy hours every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 out there at Naughty Johnny's. All right? Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Today in sports. Today is Thursday, June 16th, 2022. And on this day in sports history, boy, we had a lot of things happen. Back in 1883, the New York Giants baseball team admitted all ladies for free to the ballpark. It was the first ladies' day ever in Major League Baseball history. 1938, Jimmy Fox of the Boston Red Sox set a Major League record when he was walked six times in one game. 1951, Ben Hogan won the U.S. Open for the second straight year, that being in golf. 1969, U.S. President Nixon sent a telegram to Reggie Jackson thanking him for hitting two home runs while he was in the park on June 11th. 1970, sad story, Brian Piccolo of the Chicago Bears died of cancer. If you ever want to see a very, you know, significant movie that tributes his life, it's called Brian's Song. And definitely, if you watch it, it's a tearjerker. But if you love sports movies, definitely one to watch. 1975, the Milwaukee Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Los Angeles Lakers. And we know the rest is history. 1981, the Chicago Tribune purchased the Chicago Cubs baseball team from the P.K. Wrigley Chewing Gum Company for $20.5 million. 1985, Willie Banks broke the world record for the triple jump with a leap of 58 feet, 11 and a half inches in the USA Championships in Indianapolis, Indiana. In 1991, Otis Nixon of the Montreal Expos broke a major league record with 6 stolen bases in one game. Otis Nixon, y'all remember him? 1993, Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, scored 55 points in an NBA Finals game against the Phoenix Suns. Jordan became the first player to score 50 points in a Finals game since Jerry West in 1969. In 1996, in Lusaka, Zambia, fans stampeded the field at the World Cup match between Zambia and Sudan. 9 people were killed and 78 were injured. 2005, the NHL Board of Governors approved the sale of the Disney-owned Mighty Ducks of Anaheim to Henry and Susan Samueli. Sports quote of the day, I think they drafted in alphabetical order. Brent Ziegler, the last pick in the NFL draft. You're Mr. Irrelevant, buddy. That's who you are. All right. So there you have it. That's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. Like I said, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'm sure we'll have Pearly chiming in at some point today. I don't know when Pearly will chime in. If the Dodgers are playing right now, Pearly may not chime in. Yeah, we could have Pearly go MIA today if the Dodgers are playing. So we'll keep an eye out for Pearly. He should zoom in at any moment. I know Peter Raheem will be zooming in shortly. So we'll keep an ear out for Peter. And I'm sure we'll hear from Statboy at some point when we talk NBA Finals today. And that's going on tonight. And I think Golden State wraps it up. But we'll see. We'll hear from everybody. Yeah, want everybody to get that 2 cents in before it's all said and done. So we got some people back. I was Gardner today. Inconspicuous by his absence. Gardner, what's going on? You ain't talking Celtics today? I'm surprised I don't hear from you, man. Normally, I hear from Gardner every day, especially when it's time to talk Celtics. All right. Let me look at this one quick texter. All right, texter. Yeah, you need to chime that back in tomorrow between 4 and 5. That's a good point, but we got to pick that up tomorrow. You know, we talking sports now. And as we continue to talk sports, that brings me right up. Great segue. For, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King, PK Nassau. And people, you need to try the Zesty Whopper. Oh, my God. It's saucy, it's crunchy, and it's full of flavor, all right? And it's available for you at your favorite PK Nassau location. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Any way you want it, your way right away, right there at PK. All right? Get you one today, the Zesty Whopper. All good. All G-double-O-D good. You definitely want to check it out. Waiting on you at your favorite BK location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's check out the home court with some making news in our local sports scene. And we jump right on with the BAAA. The BAAA launches the national championships. And a story by Sheldon Longley. Oak Tree comes on board as title sponsor, Fidelity to be the gold partner. With the advent of youth component at the Nationals for the first time, the Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations, the BAAA, set the stage its largest athletics national championships ever, taking place in 9 days at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. The 2022 BAAA National Youth, Junior, and Senior Championships under the title sponsor of Oak Tree Medical Center will be held June 24th and 25th at the National Stadium. A relay carnival, giving Bahamian relay teams and other teams from around the region an opportunity to qualify for the World Athletics Outdoor Championships, will take place the following day. The BAAA Nationals get underway at 9 a.m. the 2 days of the meet, and the Relay Carnival is set to start at 2 p.m. that Sunday. Close to 600 athletes, Bahamians, and visitors are expected to compete during the weekend. That's awesome right there. Good stuff. So keep an eye out on that. And hats off to all the sponsors stepping in and making it happen. That's definitely a good look. Mako closes out local swim meets. Attention shifts to Nationals. Story by Simba French. The final swim meet hosted by a local club this season is in the books. And all the attention now turned to the highly anticipated Bahamas Aquatics Federation's National Swimming Championships set for July. All right? And that'll be out at the National Swimming Betty Kenny Swimming Complex out there at the NSA. Yep. And it's the second annual Oak Tree Medical Invitational. Oak Tree Medical, but y'all doing a lot of stuff with youth sports, you know. I come in to see y'all. I need some sponsorship for youth baseball, too. Hey. That's definitely a good look. The meet was successful. It was an excellent turnout by local swimmers. This coming from head coach of Mako Aquatics, Trevano McPhee. He said he was pleased that the other clubs supported the meet. And an outstanding swim came from Mako's Isabella Monroe in the 8 and under girls division. Monroe has been swimming strong all season, carding off the high point awards in the meet she swam in. At this meet, she scored 61 points, swimming in 7 events. So there you have it. Swimming is definitely on the uptick. Glad to see it's going in an upward direction. All right. We talked about Nicaragua beating the Bahamas 4-0 in soccer. All right. And finally, we got another story by Simba French. The Bahamas senior national team men's soccer just completed its first window of the CONCACAF Nations League competition on Monday with a 4-0 loss to Nicaragua. But the 14-man squad held its own against a nation that calls football its second sport after baseball. Among the 14 Bahamian players were teenagers Vance Wheaton. Excuse me. Jordan Wilson, Kanaz Swain, and Michael Massey. All teenagers, all making the team for the first time. Definitely a good look. So the future is strong. Now, we're going to take a quick break right now. I'm talking as we'll take the first break. I got to get me some water before I choke to death. And we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break, or other pearls should be tuning in. But we will be talking baseball. We will be talking NFL offseason. And, of course, the NBA Finals tonight. Game 6 tonight. Can the Warriors wrap it up and send the Celtics home? We'll pick up that conversation on the flip side of the break right here. All things sports on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, right after the break.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare.
Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, 5:20 p.m. is the time. And, of course, we're talking all things sports. And right about now, it's time to get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check out Tropical Gyros right over there on Mackey and Rosetta. They're open until 6, so you can catch them on the way home. All right, give them a call, 601-5752. They're definitely going to hook it up for you, 601-5752. Phone in orders, welcome. Take out. Delivery orders with the Craven app, and of course, walk-in welcome all the time. See what the buzz is going on right about now with Tropical Gyros. Of course, it's going to be up for public offering with Arawak X. It's going to be a great Bahamian franchise, which you could be a part of and watch it grow and grow along with it and feel the benefits as well. But it's a great product. Go taste it for yourself. People are crazy about it now. You know how Bahamian people go. They get it initially, and they start buzzing, and then the second wave of buzz comes. I didn't know about that. Go check it out today for yourself over there on Rosetta, Mackey and Rosetta. And be sure to check out the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack conch, the barbecue salmon, the grilled veggies, and the famous jerk chicken salad and the bowls. Don't forget to check them out on the bowls as well, all right? They got some plantains to die for as well. They off the chain as well. Man, I need... But chef, I come to hear you tomorrow before I come to work. Mm-hmm. My mother started watching around this time and I started talking about tropical gyros now. Be sure to go out and check them out as well. All right, joining me right now via the Zoom, Earl the Pearl is in the building. Pearly, what's good?
Hey, what's up, Naughty? Naughty, please, yep. I got to beg your indulgence right now. You know, like, I don't want people to speak on me. I don't tell you how to know your job. I would definitely beg your indulgence for a second. I have a very, very dear niece out there. You know, when I first moved into the Sibling Gardens, I met a guy by the name of Ricky Miller who took me on this wing and made me feel very, very welcome in the area. You know, like when you come into Chippin' Amavis, make you feel welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother was really good to me. And I look around all my friends, and all my friends got children and grandchildren, and my grandchild only 4, but his grandchild 16 today. And I just want to say a very special, very, very special happy birthday to one of my most favorite, Destiny Sutherland. She's 16 today. Enjoy your day, baby. Uncle Lil telling you happy birthday. Uncle Naughty telling you happy birthday. You know when you got a young lady listening to your sports station, you got to say happy birthday, right?
You got to do it all the time, man, for sure. And happy birthday. I want you to enjoy that to the fullest. This and many, many more.
Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday.
There you go.
And
the loudest Zoom contributor in the history of Zoom is checked in. Peter's in the building. We know exactly what's in the change cup. We know if Peter drinking his coffee. We got a text that just hit me now. Say, but I hear the change rattling in the background. Peter ready to chime in. Peter in the truck.
I'm here wondering, you know, is Tyreek Hill and Tua, are they dating or something? Because every time I turn around, he's like, oh, my God, I just love Tua. He's just the greatest quarterback in the world. And,
you know what? I think personally, before I let Pearly chime in on that one, Peter, I think Tyreek Hill is having buyer's remorse. He's like, dear God, I miss Mahomes. Let me talk this kid up, man, and get my money's worth it because I got to talk this kid up. But this is going to be a long season. I'm just going to be catching a ton of bubble screens and dumps out of the backfield. I'm going to be streaking down the sideline catching the deep ball because this ain't going to happen. That's what I've been asking all along. Pearly, one more time. Are they going to get Tua or are they going to get Tua Fish? Which one are they going to get?
I'm worried about my LA Dodgers right now. You know, I ain't worried about no Miami Dolphins right now. We can talk football when it's time to talk football. But I am excited how my number five starter took a no-hitter into the ninth inning yesterday.
Earl, you're not talking baseball right now. You can't go off the reservation. Only one person could do random, and that's Peter. That's why Peter, he's random Raheem.
No, hold on. You were coming with who's in and who's out, and Peter randomly bring up Tua and Hill. So what you mean?
Hold on. You don't know who's in and who's out? That's a perfect segue. Is Tua in or is Tua out in Miami? Is Hill in or out of the statistical column this year like he was last year? I mean, of course it's an in and an out.
We getting Alabama Tua.
Okay, Earl. I'll make it very simple. If Tua is available in the first round of your fantasy draft, in every league you're playing in, are you going to take him?
Yes. If my son don't get him first.
Oh, my God.
Because with with Waddle and with Hill and with Gesicki, two are going to give me plenty points. So you looking at you thinking, you ain't thinking, I thinking fantasy points. With Waddle, because see, you thinking he got to throw the ball 50 yards for Hill to catch it. One of the reasons why Hill left Kansas City because he wants the ball in his hand more. He wants more jet sweeps. He wants more curls. He wants less. He doesn't mind the deep balls, but he wants to be able to get the ball and show his speed and his moves as well. Like he did again. And he said, like he says, like I did against Buffalo. He's looking to do that against Buffalo again.
That's great rhetoric, but the statistics show Tyreek Hill got the ball more than anybody else on the Kansas City offense last year, including Travis Kelce. The statistics also show that Tyreek Hill is in the bottom third of the series when it comes to he's in the bottom third of receivers statistically when it comes to routes run towards the line of scrimmage.
Such a big Chicago Bear fan, you really paying close attention to my Dolphins. Are you thinking?
Hold on, and Earl. That's a great.
I'm thinking of filling out an application form, yeah, Peter. Let me know now. You know.
Wait a minute. That's a great segue because coming out of Chicago and out of the Bears camp, they don't have any high hopes for their quarterback. They say that Justin Fields isn't even projected to be the team's MVP this year.
The offense is a work. If not the MVP, I don't know. The MVP probably going to be Robert Quinn. If he got another 15 sacks, I would give it to him over Justin Fields.
But is he still on the trade block? Or are you guys trying to keep Quinn, or is he still trying to get out of Chicago?
Honestly, I think he's gone. And just being a good guy and not being public about it, I think he's gone. It doesn't make sense. He's, you know,
but he's still on the contract, so you have to trade him.
I agree, but with his age, think about it. The Bears are not going to be competitive until at the best 2024. How old is he going to be then? So it doesn't make sense. The Bears got a second and a sixth for Khalil Mack. And he's been hurt every season. Robert Quinn had, 20 sacks last year? I think you get better than a sixth-round pick for him.
How old is Quinn?
No. What I'm hearing and what makes perfect sense is the pick the Bears will get will depend on how much of his salary they will eat. Like Von Miller last year. The reason that the Rams shipped off such a high pick for Von Miller is only because the Denver Broncos ate so much of his salary. Remember, Von Miller was like almost $0 against the Rams cap last year. So it's the Bears who have the second highest cap space right now with $20-something million. If they eat it, and I think they should, because it's not like you're trying to get free agents to go compete anyway. Eat the cap space, eat the salary, get the high pick, use it next year's draft. That makes the most sense when it comes. The thing is, a lot of teams, when they do a rebuild, it's like a partial rebuild. You know, we're going to kind of keep some guys around. They're fan favorites. No, the Bears are a complete rebuild. Everybody, you're gone. You're out of here. We're going to draft new guys, and we're going to move on. And the Bears are projected to have $100 million in cap space next year. So the guys with high salaries aren't going to be this year. They're going to be the guys next year.
Wait. Did I hear you right? But the Bears will have $100 million in cap space. You trying to tell me they only have 3 or 4 players signed?
$100 million in cap space? That's a lot of money in cap space, not Peter.
That's a lot of money in cap space.
You got to show me that. $100 million in cap space?
$100 million in cap space, buddy.
So, Earl, they could buy a Super Bowl next year?
Well, you look at what happened to Khalil Mack. The Bears ate all of his salary this year in the trade, all the bonus they ate this year. Foles contract, not a bad contract, they ate that this year when they cut him. The Andy Dalton direct from Dallas, we ate that contract.
Right now, the Bears have $22.2 million in salary cap space right now as we speak. $22.2 million.
Right. And Robert, salary cap rolls over from year to year, but we ate the Jimmy Graham contract. So this is the year where, hey, if you're a young guy coming out of college, you weren't drafted, and you want a chance, give the Bears a call, because they went super young. A lot of undrafted free agents. They traded down several times in the draft to bring in guys.
Dear God. Dear God, in 2023, they're projected to have $99,655,469 in cap space.
$93 million, I'm here. I'm reading myself.
I'm seeing 99 right here.
No, 93 before the June 4th cuts. Remember, you get the post June 4th. A lot of those stuff comes off the books. That's the difference.
Total liabilities are $125,344,531, and that leaves you the cap space of $99,655,469.
That's right.
You know what that means? You
get all the dead money this year, and next year, you know, you're in the market. Remember, you can't bring in people unless you got what? Young core. And you got money, because everyone's got money. Everyone can move money around. Dallas moves money around. The Rams must have a mafia accountant.
You
gotta have a good young core, and the Bears are working a good young core. If they get something going, and the Bears got to also think, is Fields the guy? This is the year to find out. If he's the guy, then we're great. If he's not the guy, well, then we got to do something next year. We got to get a quarterback.
We got a texter chiming in. What does eat the contract mean? Eat the contract basically means you cut that player. You absorb the loss and you let him go, and you take the hit.
You take the hit this year.
You don't trade him in the contract to someone else, and they take on the contract and the burden. You don't free yourself that way. You just make the cut. You get rid of the player, and you say it's worth it just for me to cut him and just absorb this money. I can eat this dead money. I can eat this loss, and get rid of him.
Really call it dead money. So that money is automatically deducted from your your salary, your cap. So if you got $10,
the signing bonus. You know, the signing bonus is averaged over the length of the contract. Well,
the dead money. I'm talking if you eat the cap, the dead money depends on how long. Sometimes the dead money is over 2-3 years. So you will see teams show that they have $20 million in dead money or $10 million in dead money. That is a hit against their salary cap for that year.
Right.
So if you have $93 million in salary cap, I want to know what your dead money is first before I see your net salary cap is.
Wait, okay, let me just explain the two different things to address the Texas question. Okay, there's dead money, yes. Eating it, yes. Naughty school really correct. When you cut the player, that's the money that you eat. Now, there are two different ways that you get a cap charge for players that are no longer on your team. One, you cut the player. When you cut the player, the signing bonus that was due that year and for the rest of our contract, that becomes due right the moment that you cut that player. And it all counts against your cap at that moment in that year. And now, if you cut the player before June 1st, if you cut the player after June 1st, it spreads over this league year and the next league year. That's why June 1st is an important date. When you see players cut, it's designated a post-June 1st cut. It means, hey, we told you, we're going to cut you. You can go and find somebody else. But officially, you're not a free agent until after June 1st.
Dead,
so you spread that money.
And dead money for the other texter who just texted in, dead money is when you cut a player and you don't move that money. You don't save that money. You lose that money. It's dead money. You cut him if he's worth $9 million a year on salary, you cut him. You're still on the hook for that $9 million, whether he plays for you or not. Therefore, it's dead money.
Not all of the $9 million would be necessarily considered dead money.
Right. Because a lot of salary years ago, yes. But in today's NFL, where the contracts are structured, a lot of it's incentives. I'm sure Earl's going to say the same thing. They're incentives, so it doesn't count. You're looking at, again, only your bonus, your signing bonus counts. Your game day check, which is your salary, doesn't count as your dead money. Only what you got, unless you got $10 million as a bonus for a contract for 10 years. Great, that counts $1 million a year. If you get cut in year two, then $8 million becomes dead money. Now, the other way that a team carries you is called, the new thing is void years. It's, well, you know, you got two or three void years. Well, we're going to cut you or you're no longer with the team. Aaron Donald has a few of these to help his spread his contract out a little bit. It spreads the cap hit over. But once that player leaves, like when Aaron Donald leaves, he's got two void years. He still counts $24 and $26 million against the Rams cap, even though he's no longer with the team. So his five-year deal is really a three-year deal with two void years when he leaves the team. They're going to cut him a check for those that amount of money. So there's a couple different ways that you can – these are just techniques that come back to haunt you, like with the Saints, with, you know, all this, they have no money. Well, where are the players? Well, you know, you did this fancy math with your salary cap, and you got to pay at the end. You got to – like this year with the Saints, it's a dump year. But it's going to reset and then move forward. If you're doing the same thing, reset the money and move forward. That's speaking how you cut out a lot of bad contracts. Dallas, by the way, let me just get this in. Dallas has done a fantastic job with their cap. Every year I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be the year where they just got to reset.
All right.
They keep finding ways to spread the money out.
I got one for you. This is the Dexter. Naughty, why wouldn't the team just have the player as a backup instead of cutting them and taking a loss? It would make more sense to use the player in any way rather than take a loss, wouldn't it? Boy, sometimes when you really want to get rid of that player, if he's a cancer in the locker room and you want to get rid of him, hey, see you later.
No. Most of the times they cut numbers because of financial. If you got money left, if you got, like Peter was saying, not talking your bonus, but your salary, if I cut you before I pay you, that don't count on my salary cap. So if I keep you at $10 million, let's say I got you for $10 million this year, next year, and next year, and I cut you this year. I don't worry about the $10 million in 23 and 24. But if I keep you as a backup, I got to worry about the $10 million, 22, 23, 25, plus find the money to sign the person to start over you, who I probably got to pay $10 or $12 or $15 million to.
It's actually worse than that. It's worse than that because if you keep the player, you have to pay the signing bonus, the prorated signing bonus for that year, plus the salary. You know, players get paid the Monday after the game. So you say I got to pay the salary, so you're paying twice, whereas you cut the player when you play once. Now, there are some contracts which are super heavy on bonuses, which means the player got all the money up front. The Revis contracts were like this, you know, and then you got all the money up front, and then they get very low, a very low actual salary. Because remember, Revis would be like, oh, I'm playing for only a couple million, $2 million this year. We're like, yeah, but you got like $40 million up front. So technically, yes, but really... Come on, man.
This? Speaking of signings, man, this is a great segue for signings. Jacoby Myers has signed his restricted free agent tender. He returns to the Patriots. All right? So now him and Kendrick Bourne appear to be...
They need him so they don't come below the Jets.
Now, Myers becomes the second undrafted receiver to sign his free agent tender on Monday, joining Green Bay's Alan Lazard. He'll return to the Patriots offense and welcomes a new face in Devontae Parker, to its receiving core in 22-22. So now they got Bourne, Devontae Parker, and Jacoby Myers in New England for Mac Jones to work with.
Yeah, but Devontae Parker may give him six games.
Now, they also signed former New Orleans Saint wide receiver Lil Jordan Humphrey, which was initially reported on Wednesday, and they're looking at bringing back running back Pierre Strong, a 2022 fourth-round pick. So it looks like Belichick is having his hand on the offense. Looks like he's going after receivers that he kind of likes, those big-bodied guys for Mac Jones to throw to.
Yeah. Wide.
And I think Lil Jordan Humphrey, given the opportunity in New England more so than he had in New Orleans, could actually show out because he actually had some actual pedigree coming out in the draft. People thought he could actually do something as a pro.
Yeah, I agree. I want to see what happens to Odell Beckham. He's still rehabbing. Where is he going to end up? Is he going to wait and then sign with the contender?
He's going back to the Rams.
I think he goes back to the Rams after the injury.
Cap space. They got no cap space. They got nothing.
They will make it happen, Peter. You know that.
He's not going to be there for the season. He's going to come there like probably 3, 4, 5 weeks into the season. He's going to take a small contract, and that's what he's going to do.
I don't know.
He signed him for like $750,000 in the last contract they got him, you know.
Is it? I heard the rumor
he took that Bitcoin,
right? And he ended up playing for like, you know, making like $35,000 the whole time.
Yeah, but they say at the end of the day, it probably worth about $750 million.
When? Not today. Bitcoin
not
has
today.
Been crashing.
About 10 years, maybe.
Best case scenario. I like cold hard cash, my man. In the words, in the immortal words of Randy Moss, straight cash, homie.
Listen, speaking of straight cash, you got some injuries coming out of OTAs. Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley is dealing with a shoulder tendonitis, and pass rusher Jalen Ferguson has an ankle sprain. Out of Baltimore, out of Cleveland, Denzel Ward left minicamp practice early and was seen getting his lower left leg looked at by trainers. Coach Kevin Stefanski did not even give an update on what status after practice. They just kept it moving. Dallas Cowboys cornerback Kelvin Joseph missed the end of minicamp with a minor injury, but is expected to be ready for training camp. This is according to Coach Mike McCarthy. And the Atlanta Falcons signed defensive lineman Jalen Dalton and offensive lineman Jonathan Harrison to one-year deals and released running back Jeremy McNichols and wide receiver Austin Trammell. So that's just some of the offseason moves coming out today from the NFL. Obviously, things will pick up and get a little more busier as things progress. Something else new.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know, you got a backup quarterback there, Cooper Rush, right?
Correct.
In Dallas? Undrafted free agent, am I right?
Correct. Western Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, holds the Bahama Bowl record for passing and touchdowns in a single game.
I love undrafted free agents making the team. Is there anybody?
Tony Romo was one of the greatest ever to do that.
Also, some fella played for the Rams, number 13.
Is there one that could do it this year for the Dallas Cowboys? Yes, an undrafted.
Do you have a favorite? Is there a guy you like? You're like, you know, I like this guy. You know,
Marquise Bell, safety, Florida A&M, undrafted free agent. I think he makes the team, and not only makes the team, he's cracking the starting lineup by midseason.
He's a rattler.
He's a rattler, and he brings it.
What about you, Earl? Anybody in Dolphins camp, you know?
Not yet. There's one, but I don't want to say that, you know, open my mouth too fast. Ask me that again tomorrow or the next. Ask me that again on Monday.
Okay, I'll hold off on mine too until tomorrow. Yeah. I'll hold off on Monday. One other Bears camp.
All right, well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break right now, right here on Talking Heads. We'll take our second break, and then, of course, on the flip side of the break, we'll be flipping it up. We got to talk NBA. We got Game 6 tonight, Earl the Pearl, Peter. You know, we got Celtics Warriors. Does Golden State wrap it up tonight, or do the Celtics live to fight another day? We'll find out on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Keep it right where you got it.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
we're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And boy, look here, no demonishment. Y'all moved this piece of wood went under this table, boy, because I just hit my shin and my knee on this. And I almost say some joker's wild words coming right out of this break. But let me tell you, boy, hold on. My God, I feel like I just get clipped, man. Jesus, Lord.
Are you all right?
Nobody.
I
get hit in my shin.
Somebody tell me why I'm trying to play so secretive. So anyway, I got to ask you a question, all right?
Okay.
On the draft, Miami did not draft an offensive lineman.
Correct.
Right? And they picked up this kid out of, I think it's Arizona State. Kellen Deitch or Deitch or Deitch.
Deitch,
like
Deitch, the lineman. Yeah.
Yes.
He dropped out. He should have been a fourth or fifth round talent. Yeah.
Yeah. So Miami picked him, and he is an outside chance of making the team. And then you got one kid out of UTEP, a cornerback out of UTEP, and a kid out of, UTEP is Needham or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He got a good chance. He got an outside chance. And he's got another Preston Williams, a receiver out of Colorado State. They may have a chance. But other than that, I think Deitch got a pretty good chance of making the team.
All right.
Do you like it? Okay.
Well, let's talk basketball now, because obviously, you know, tonight is game 6 of the NBA Finals. So we'll segue out of football into basketball. And I still like the Warriors to get it done tonight. Like I said, in the 3 games they've won, they've held the Celtics under 100 points. They've done it offensively when they needed to. And I like them getting it done. They've been here before. They've got the experience. Steve Kerr makes great game-to-game adjustments as well as in-game adjustments. I think Golden State smells blood in the water. They know they need to get it done tonight. If it goes to a game 7, then that's a different scenario. So, yeah, I think they need to get it done tonight. And Boston, though, still plays very well at home. So they still have a chance to push it to 7. I like Golden State to get it done tonight, though.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, but I think this is going to be the one time that Boston went to the well too many times. You know, they bounce back all the time after a loss. Elimination game bounce back like that. And I think you ain't going to hold Steph to no 15 points and 0-9, 2 games in a row. Let's get that straight.
Well, you know, history says the Celtics are a tough out, and when they're in this situation, they have been a tough out. And it goes back to the Bucks series and the Heat series. So let's see. Maybe they scratch and claw tonight, but I just think Steph Curry got Mamba mentality tonight and gets it done. They realize you can't let them stick around. You play with puppy, they lick your mouth. Boom!
I think if you go 7, you get it. Anything happen then?
Some reporters are putting it out there, Earl, and you may be right. They say it still may not be too late for that shining Klay Thompson moment. Klay's spent this entire series, actually the entire playoffs, expressing how blessed he is, describing how far he's come from those dreary days of rehabbing and the injuries and all. But let's be real, hasn't shot too well, but He's looking to improve. Do you think he's going to have one of them moments? Like in 2016 when he scored 41 points, you know?
That's possible.
Does he go off? Do we see that one? I'm thinking maybe tonight might be that moment for Klay. It might be the one where they're focused on everybody else. He steps up and he daggers everybody to get it done and get them out of there.
It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see. You know, this being in Boston and to shut the man.
And that skyrockets his offseason value, because I still think he's out of there in the offseason. I think they go with Poole over Klay Thompson. I think they make it happen.
Listen, I got in a conversation with my sons and nephews and some cousins the other day, and I mentioned that they asked me if I'm crazy. I tell them, don't be surprised if Klay go. And they actually think I'm crazy.
They could be surprised when it happened, man. Nephews, listen to your daddy. That's all I can say. You going with the Celtics tonight, Peter? Why you say? Why are you going with the Celtics?
They're in Boston. Oh, my God. There's a guy here in an Atlanta Braves jersey, like an authentic jersey. Boy, the fans come out of nowhere when they win a championship. But
they got like 14 wins in a row right now.
This fella looks like he just walked out of Bobby Cox's house. But I'm going to say, because they're playing Boston.
Peter, yeah. Why are you picking Boston?
Because they're playing in Boston, you know, and everyone plays better at home. Everyone does.
Boston is ridiculous at home right now in the playoffs. I think there's something like 9-3 in Boston or 9-4.
But Naughty, that goes all the way back to Larry Bird in the 80s days. It's hard to beat the Celtics at home.
I know who could have beat them at home, but Magic, Kareem, and Weather used to beat them at home on a regular.
I agree, but it's still hard. It wasn't the easiest game they had to play. It was tough, especially with, you know, Bird and Parrish and McHale laying down the fouls, you know, putting people in the concussion protocol.
Mm-hmm.
No foul being called. It's still hard to beat the Celtics in today like it was way back then, for different reasons, of course. I'm not accusing, you know.
Some of those same reasons back in the day are still some of the same reasons today why you can't beat the Celtics. Trust me. They got some racial leprechauns that just pop out of that building wherever it is. They sit on the rim. They sit on behind a broadcast booth. They hide out.
Who's their broadcast in the 80s? The guy was hilarious.
It was Tommy Heinsohn that used to be on a lot of the NBA broadcasts Dick Stockton.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you, the big time homer of them all was Johnny Most. And he was one of the biggest, when I talk about homer, like, announces ever, it was Johnny Most. The Celtics could do no wrong. Like, the Celtics could actually have a foul. And he'd be like, oh, no, they just ran into Bird. This time, Larry Bird elbowed the dude at midcourt, not looking. You know what I mean? Earl, speak on it. You've been there.
Johnny Most used to have his nose used to be so brown. He used to try to call out of time, but we know why it was so brown.
It was Celtic brown, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think
but Tommy Heinsohn was the one who really, really, really started to, he tried to like almost imitate him
All right, listen, Johnny Most goes back to all the way back to stuff like this. Now, let me tell you how consistent Johnny Most was. Forward the tape to Johnny Most years later when Bird stole the ball. All right? Forward the tape now to when Bird steals the ball. Remember this one?
By 5 points in the fourth quarter, Boston was on the brink of a three.
You remember that?
Yep.
All right, listen. Here's Most.
Focused on one man. Larry Bird, basketball's undisputed miracle worker. Bird is putting the ball on a play, and Dumars comes over to get right on DJ, and DJ gets the pass anyway. All right. 14 seconds left. On the left, it goes to Bird. Bird guarded by Mahorn. Drives around him. Goes on in. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds by eight. No, they call it the other way.
You hear Johnny Most? What a play by Bird. He stole the inbounding. I mean, Bird could do nothing wrong. Did you ever say the miracle worker, Larry Bird? I mean, listen. Johnny Most was the Bronsexuals before the Bronsexuals, okay?
He's the GOAT.
Only other one man did it better and with more style than Johnny Most, and he was a bigger homer than Johnny Most. And Earl will tell you who he was. The late, great Shick Hearn from the Los Angeles Lakers. This one is over. Put a fork in them. They're done. The jello is getting hard. The eggs are getting cool, and the butter is jiggling. This one is over. Put it in the freezer.
The butter's getting hard. The eggs are getting cool, and the jello's jiggling.
Well, that too. Whatever it was. I thought it was Paula Abdul's booty was jiggling, but never mind. But those were the good old days. I mean, announcing today, you got to appreciate Mark Jackson and who used to coach for the Knicks, Van Gundy. You got to appreciate them. They're the closest we got to, like, old school, you know, commentary that goes right down back and forth. If you listen to the new school guys, there's nothing like the tradition of the old school guys. Kevin Nealon is another good one, too.
But the Cubs carry was the ultimate homer.
Yeah, but we're talking basketball, if you want to talk about all-time homer announcers, for sure, you had Harry Carey with the Chicago Cubs. And then, of course, Earl, this one's going to burn your goat a little bit, but you know, there was always Phil Rizzuto in the Money Store bringing you Yankee baseball on WIOD.
Still can't touch Vin Scully.
Yeah, he is the biggest homer in mankind history. Yes.
But he always had a good story with it.
And especially him and Joe Garagiola, the former Dodger catcher, and you know, always, listen, always with Vin Scully. Beautiful day for baseball here at Chavez Ravine in beautiful SoCal. Chavez Ravine. He was definitely one of the best to do it, though, as far as baseball play-by-play. And you gotta say the late, great Joe Buck as well, Jim Buck's dad. Joe Buck, Sr., one of the best to do it for the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
But listen, Chris Collinsworth, you say something about the Dodger catcher. Don't put Joe in no Dodger uniform. He was a New York Giant, boy. Don't do that.
I thought he was a Dodger at one point, man.
No. He was the enemy. Giant. New York Giant. I think he played with the Giants. He played with the Cubs. And it might have been the Pirates.
I would check and re-raise him with one Roy Campanella. How does that make you feel? You feel better now?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you very much.
All right. There you go. You know, I use my boy. I don't want you to feel ruffled. So, tonight, I'm going with the Warriors. Purdy, who you going with tonight?
Warriors.
And who you going with there, great Pedrini?
I'm going with Shamrocks, my man, the fellas from Ireland.
All right. Well, I think when we talk tomorrow, we'll be saying that the NBA season is over. Get ready for the NBA draft. Let's look to baseball. And by God, July's around the corner. Training camp starts in August. Football in September. Thank you, Jesus.
There's also a Major League draft coming up. It's a baseball draft coming up soon. I hope the Yankees get a catcher.
Well, why don't you watch that for me and Pearly? We don't watch the draft until after that one's over, okay? Because Major League Baseball still has 112 rounds.
Nine out of the 10 players drafted in the Major League don't make the majors for 3 to 4 years.
So you got to look for them 3 years from now.
There's a Terrell Pryor out there. And I'm still watching the Yankees. You know, we got a good farm system. We got that kid, that Dominguez kid, I think is his name. The one from the Dominican Republic who looks like he was born to hit home runs. Can't wait for his major. If you know, Earl, you know, the Yankees got a pretty good farm system. You know, maybe y'all could take some notes from us.
Oh, no. We got a better farm system.
That's where you kind of messed up, Peter. I ain't gonna lie. The Dodgers got a really good system.
Our farm system is so deep right now. We got players. We got a Cuban player right there now. People begging for him, and we're not going to trade him because he's the next left fielder.
Hey, listen, that's what I like when the talking heads, when they contribute, man, and they really know what's going on, man. Listen here. Two big-time homers as far as baseball goes, as far as broadcasters, Chuck Thompson and Bill O'Donnell from the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
My God, they are homers. Texter, you're absolutely right. They two Brooke home Robinson fries lovers. Right there.
Brooks Robinson lovers.
Lovers of Brooke Robinson for sure, boy. And they will make a reference to the 20-game winners as well.
Jim Palmer.
All of them. Dempsey Palmer, all of them.
But, Rick Dempsey.
He was actually the catcher.
That's right. No, it was something. What did that? Dempsey was who?
Dempsey was the catcher, man.
Yes.
But they did have
Dennis Martinez there?
Martinez was there, but I don't think he was on that
not that team. He was
not that
late,
team. I'll tell you who the 420 game winners were, man. All right. There's only two clubs in Major League Baseball.
We had a caller who did that to us, and I couldn't remember.
Jim Palmer, Dave McNally, Mike Cuellar, and Pat Dobson. Those were the 420 game winners for the Baltimore Orioles. All right. The 1920 Chicago White Sox were the only other team to do that as well. But
we're lucky now to get 520 game winners in the total major league. You talk about 4-1 day.
Why, I tell you.
Well, okay. Let me ask you the question.
It quick because we're about to wrap up, Peter. What you got for us real quick?
The magic number with the Yankees with home runs is a Mickey Mantle 60, right? 60 or 61?
Roger Maris with 62.
Roger Maris, right, Maris. And they're saying, well, you know, can Judge get there this year?
If he continues on this pace, yes.
I think he can. I think when people got, talk about
25, he's got 25 and 60 games. He's on pace to do 60.
Maris had 61 homers. All right. I think, yeah, he's on pace. He may get it, depending if they continue to pitch him. If they stop pitching him and he stays healthy, if he continues to get pitching and stays healthy, I think he does it. If he gets injured or they pitch away from him, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Well, of course. Now, but people talk about, oh, they're so much better than like Babe Ruth. They played a lot less games back in Babe Ruth's time. So when people compare statistics for home runs, please go and look at how many games were played in that season when those guys were playing.
There you go.
It's not the same. It's a big difference.
That's a great point, man. We aim to entertain and educate all at the same time right here on Talking Heads. And looks like our time is done. So for Earl the Pearl and Peter chiming in via the Zoom today, I appreciate you, fellas. We'll talk again tomorrow. And for everybody who chimed in earlier, all my Talking Heads, great points, great contributions. We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow right here, Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM. You all have a great night. Enjoy your NBA Finals and be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow.